Te preșe.
Let's pray again, because I need it. I know Peter needs it.
Poďme sa ešte modliť. Ja to potrebujem, viem, že Peter to potrebuje.
What do you know? I just we need.
It's okay.
Lord, I just ask that you would speak to us tonight.
Pane, prosím, aby si k nám dnes podvečer prehováral.
Lord, I just ask that you'd use myself and Peter, Lord. We're just weak vessels, but use us to preach your word.
Prosím, Pane, aby si nás obidvoch použil, aby sme boli tvojimi nádobami, aby tvoje slovo znelo.
Lord, because you alone have words of life.
Pretože ty sám jediný máš slova života.
Lord, we have nothing to offer. You have everything to offer.
Nemáme nič, čo by sme ponúkli. Ty máš všetko, čo potrebujeme.
Lord, we ask that you would make your word a living word.
Prosím, aby tvoje slovo sa stalo živým slovom pre nás.
Lord, that it would transform us and move us and inspire us.
Aby nás tvoje slovo menilo, aby nás hýbalo, aby nás inšpirovalo.
And we just give you this time in your great name.
A tak v tvojom úžasnom mene sa modliac, Pane, tento čas zverujeme tebe. Amen.
Okay, well, let's get started. If you have a Bible, take it out.
Začneme tým, že ak máte svoju Bibliu, tak si ju vezmite.
If you don't, get it.
Ak nemáte, tak ešte sa dá.
There's one in Slovak there, and there's a couple more over here if you need. Just raise your hand.
Ešte niekto potrebuje Bibliu?
No? Okay, good. You're all prepared then.
Tak v tom prípade všetci ste pripravení.
Okay, good. We'll go to our first slide and get started.
Pôjdeme na náš prvý slide a môžeme začať.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to call our message.
Dnešné posolstvo nazveme
so.
Takže.
Okay, and we are taking a spiritual detour today.
A dnes si dáme duchovnú odbočku.
Okay, we are not going to be studying in Leviticus today.
Nebudeme dnes v knihe Leviticus.
We've been going through Leviticus, right?
Momentálne však si spomínate, ideme cez knihu Leviticus.
And what we've been studying in Leviticus is how to be royal priests.
V knihe Leviticus, 3. Mojžišovej, sme študovali, ako byť kráľovským kňazstvom.
Which basically, if you're a Christian, that's you.
Ak si kresťanom, tak toto sa týka teba.
Because the Bible clearly says that you are a royal priesthood.
Toto si ty, lebo Biblia to jednoznačne vraví, že vy ste kráľovské kňazstvo.
Each and every one of us has something to declare to the world about Jesus.
Každý z vás má niečo, čo môže zvestovať svetu ohľadom Ježiša.
Each of you have a calling.
Máte povolanie.
Each of you have gifts.
Každý z vás má obdarovanie.
Each of you have a place in the kingdom.
Každý z vás má svoje miesto v kráľovstve.
And we've gone through chapters 1 through 10.
A tak sme sa dostali od 1. po 10. kapitolu.
And we're that's kind of wrapping up a section in Leviticus.
A toto je jedna ucelená sekcia, jeden oddiel v knihe Leviticus.
Because the rest of Leviticus is basically about how to live life.
Ten zbytok knihy Leviticus je o tom, ako žiť život.
How to live life in community.
Ako žiť svoj život v spoločenstve.
Which is very different than living life by yourself.
Pretože to je oveľa odlišné od toho, ako žiť život sám o samote.
So God left all sorts of instructions how to do life together.
A tak nám Boh nechal aj inštrukcie o tom, ako žiť život spoločne.
But like I said, we're going to take a detour from that.
A tak dnes trošku z toho odbočíme.
Because I'd like to share with you a story from 1 Samuel.
Lebo by som sa rád s vami podelil o príbehu z 1. Samuelovej.
That would be kind of like a wrapping up of all the things we talked about in chapters 1 through 10 of Leviticus.
A toto bude určitým spôsobom zhrnutie toho, čo sme v 1. až 10. kapitole knihy Leviticus videli.
Because we saw in Leviticus so far how to worship.
V knihe Leviticus sme zatiaľ videli, ako uctievať.
We saw how to be prepared to be a minister.
Ako sa pripraviť na to, aby sme boli služobníkmi.
We saw how to do ministry right, how to do ministry wrong.
Videli sme, ako sa služba koná správnym aj nesprávnym spôsobom.
But in 1 Samuel, the first 3 chapters,
ale v 1. Samuelovej, v prvých 3 kapitolách,
I like Peter. Tell us, kind of lay out the heart of a priest.
Could you please repeat?
Yeah, okay. Sorry. The first couple of chapters of Samuel lay out what is God's intention for the priesthood.
V prvých kapitolách knihy Samuelovej vidíme obraz toho, čo je Božím úmyslom pre kňaza.
What is the heart of the kind of the man or woman that God wants to have as a royal priest?
Čo za srdce má mať muž, žena, človek, ktorého Boh chce za kráľovského kňaza?
And if you know anything about the story of Samuel,
ak poznáte čokoľvek o zo Samuelovho príbehu,
there was this little boy who was raised up in the tabernacle area.
Tento od malého chlapca vychovávaný v chrámových priestoroch.
And Samuel's story does not take place in good times.
Samuelov príbeh sa neodohráva v dobrých časoch.
Samuel's story takes place in very turbulent or very dramatic time in Israel.
Jeho príbeh sa odohráva vo veľmi turbulentných, dramatických časoch v Izraeli.
It wasn't a spiritual high point in Israel's history.
Určite toto nebol nejaký duchovný vrchol v histórii Izraela.
And the text actually says that the word of God was very rare or very precious.
Dokonca sa v tom texte dočítame, že veľmi nečasté bolo slovo Hospodinové v tom čase.
That God wasn't speaking a whole lot.
Že Boh vtedy moc neprehováral.
But the text also tells us, the story also tells us that God is looking for true worshipers.
Zároveň ale rovno v tom texte sa dozvedáme, že Boh hľadá tých, čo by ho v pravde uctievali v skutočnosti.
And Samuel is what we could call like a miracle child.
A Samuel je, nazvali by sme, zázračné dieťa.
He was this kid who wasn't supposed to be.
Dieťa, ktoré pôvodne ani vôbec nemalo byť.
If you remember the story, his mother is Hannah.
Jeho matka Hannah.
She's this woman who desperately wants to have a child but cannot.
Žena, ktorá neuveriteľne túži mať dieťa, ale nemôže žiadne mať.
And if that wasn't bad enough,
a keby len to,
she lives in this family dynamic that's very difficult.
Ona navyše ešte aj žije v rodinnom prostredí, ktoré je veľmi ťažké.
This is kind of love triangle thing. She's got husband, her, and then another wife.
Tento manželský trojuholník pozostáva z dvoch manželiek a manžela.
You know, and this other woman is her rival.
A rivalom, súperom sa jej stáva tá druhá manželka.
And this other woman is just popping out babies left and right.
A táto druhá manželka rodí jedno dieťa za druhým ako čerešňa.
That's a nice translation, like ako čerešňa. And Hannah is barren.
A Hannah je neplodná.
And she is just feeling bad about herself, you know, her self-esteem is real low.
Zle sa z tohoto všetkého cíti, má o sebe nízku mienku.
And she's begging God for kids.
A prosí Boha za deti.
You know, and her husband's this great loving guy.
Jej manžel je milujúcim manželom.
You know, he says, hey babe.
I'm gonna stretch your translation.
He says, you know what, honey, don't worry about it.
Neboj sa, zlato, tým sa ty vôbec
netráp. You know, I love you so much.
Ja ťa mám tak rád.
You're better than 10 sons.
Si pre mňa lepšia ako 10 synov.
You know, don't worry about it, honey.
Netráp sa tým, zlato.
We're good.
Je to všetko v poriadku.
But she's not good inside.
Ale tu vnútri, kde si ju to škrie.
And it comes around the time of year where they go up to Shiloh, to this place where the sacrifices took place.
A tak príde ten čas v roku, kedy idú na miesto obeti do Šíla.
And they are doing all those sacrifices that we spoke about in the first five books of Leviticus.
A chapters.
V
prvých piatich kapitolách knihy Leviticus, ako sme videli, tak sa zúčastňujú vlastne tejto ceremonie, týchto obradov obeti.
And it's this big kind of camp fest, camp out barbecue thing.
A toto súčasťou je aj to, že vlastne sa stretnú v tábore a že majú tú spoločnú opekačku.
And you know, husband is bringing Hannah extra portions of meat, saying, I just love you, honey, don't worry about the kids.
A svojej manželke Anne, alebo Hanne, prinesie manžel dvojitú porciu tých dobrôt.
And but this is not enough for her.
aby jej ukázal, že ju miluje, ale toto pre ňu nie je dosť.
And she goes and she prays before the Lord.
A ide a modlí sa pred Hospodinom.
And she's praying and her lips are moving but nothing's coming out.
A modlí sa a pery sa jej hýbu, ale hlas nevychádza.
And the priest Eli is there.
A je tam kňaz Eli.
And he begins to rebuke her.
A začne ju napomínať.
He says, you know, woman, quit drinking.
Žena, prestaň už piť.
You know, and he thought she was just, you know, drunk, basically.
On si myslel, že ona je pripitá.
You know, and she says, no, I'm praying for
her. Ona vraví, nie, nie, ja sa modlím.
Vtedy aj existoval alkohol.
Jasne. And lots of it.
Ešte aj predtým. Potom sa prihlás.
And, you know, so, and she says, you know, he says to her, Eli says, the Lord will grant your prayer.
A Eli si ju vypočuje a vraví, Hospodin ti dá, čo si si žiadala.
And the Lord does.
A Pán to skutočne aj naplnil.
So next year, Shiloh Camp Fest comes along.
A tak prichádza o rok opäť tento tábor v Šíle.
They go and they sacrifice.
A idú a obetujú.
But this time she's got a baby in her arms.
Ale she's not there.
Oh, she's not there. That's right. She comes later. That's right. 3 years later. Yeah. Thank you. I like you up here. That's good. Keeps me honest.
Takže prichádza o rok opäť táto slávnosť, ale ona už tam nie je, pretože ona drží dieťa v náručí doma.
The father comes.
Prichádza otec.
Yeah. But she does come later after the baby's weaned.
A potom, čo je dieťa odstavené, prichádza aj ona.
And she had given this baby a name.
Dala tomuto dieťaťu meno.
Samuel.
Samuel.
Heard of God.
Bohom vypočutý.
And she dedicates this son.
Ona zasvetí tohoto syna.
And she essentially gives him over to Eli.
A odovzdá ho Elimu.
That his whole life would be given over to the Lord.
Tým vlastne Hospodinovi celý jeho život odovzdáva.
So that's the background of this miracle child.
Takže toto je pozadie toho zázračného dieťaťa.
And you would think that this is the setup for a great life for this kid.
A možná by ste si mysleli, že týmto začína jeho úžasný život.
That this kid can grow up in the house of the Lord and dieťa, really give himself to the Lord.
Dieťa, ktoré môže vyrastať v dome Hospodinovom a žiť odovzdane Hospodinovi.
But we'll see that it's a little bit more complicated than we'll go to next.
Ale uvidíme, že je to trošku komplikovanejšie.
Because Hannah, with all her good intentions,
Anna so všetkými svojimi dobrými úmyslami,
all of her gratitude towards God,
svojou vďačnosťou voči Bohu,
is handing her precious little bundle of joy into a very spiritually broken home.
Odovzdáva tento svoj uzlíček šťastia do duchovne zanedbaného prostredia.
Because Eli, even though he was the priest there, his home was broken.
Pretože aj keď Eli bol kňazom, jeho dom nebol v poriadku.
It was a mess spiritually.
Pretože duchovne toto bolo všetko hore nohami.
And remember last week I quoted Billy Graham.
Pamätáte, minulý týždeň som citoval Billy Grahama.
Billy Graham's advice to those who would choose to minister, particularly men.
Odporúčanie Billy Grahama pre predovšetkým mužov, ktorí sa majú dostať do služby.
Says, you know, he says, don't touch the money, don't touch the glory, don't touch the women.
Okay? Nedotýkajte sa peňazí, nedotýkajte sa slávy Božej a nedotýkajte sa žien.
Well, we see in Eli's house that he's got two sons and they're doing all these things.
A vidíme v Eliho dome, ktorý má dvoch synov, že všetky tieto veci sa dejú.
And as priests, they had been called to be holy and to be honoring God and to be helping people get closer to God.
Títo kňazi boli povolaní k tomu, aby pomáhali ľuďom, aby sa priblížili k Bohu.
But this was not happening at Shiloh. This was not happening in Eli's
home. Ale toto sa v Šíle nedialo v Eliho, v službe synov Eliho.
And in 1 Samuel chapter 2,
1. Samuelovej v 2. kapitole.
Verse 12 we see this.
V 12. verši čítame.
It says very clear. It says Eli's sons were wicked and they had no regard for the Lord.
Synovia Eliho boli však na nič hodníci, nebrali ohľad na Hospodina.
And what these guys would do is they would essentially as people would gather, the nation would gather to worship God.
To, čoho sa dopúšťali, bolo, že keď sa ľudia zhromaždili, aby Boha uctievali,
people would sacrifice,
ľudia obetovali,
they're trying to give their best to God,
a to najlepšie zo svojich obetí chceli dať Bohu.
And remember, the priest had a portion of this sacrifice.
Pamätáte sa, že kňaz mal nárok na podiel z tej obeti.
And we read through Leviticus 1 through 5 how God was very specific about what belongs to him and what belongs to the priest.
A čítali sme si v 1. až 5. kapitole knihy Leviticus, Boh presne určil, čo patrí komu, čo Bohu, čo kňazom.
And how the whole system was supposed to work.
A ako celý tento systém mal fungovať.
But these guys had no regard for the Lord, they were wicked.
Ale títo na nič hodníci nemali žiadnu úctu voči Bohu a boli zlí.
And they just used the system for their own advantage.
A zneužívali tento systém na pre vlastné výhody.
So as say Alberto Ilgo would come up to worship the Lord at Shiloh.
Predstavte si, že by Alberto z Ilgo prišli uctievať do Shiloh.
They got their sacrifice here.
Mali by so sebou svoju obeť.
I was one of those guys.
A ja by som bol jeden z nich.
And I was supposed to wait for them to do their sacrifice and then take something.
A mal by som počkať, kým obradne urobia svoju obeť a potom niečo dostať.
What these guys did?
To, čo oni robili.
They said, hey, you know, I like that piece of meat there. I'm taking that.
Prišli prv, ako bola obeť vykonaná. Hej, teda, mne sa toto mesko páči, toto si vezmem
like
ja.
Looks like a nice cut of meat.
Toto sa mi páči.
You know, I don't want to broil it. I want to roast it nice.
Nechcem ja varené. Ja si spravím sám pečené. Daj mi surové.
You know, and it was basically Billy, like again, like what Billy said, don't touch the money. That was representing money or wealth or providence for them.
Pre nich toto znamenalo zabezpečenie, čiže to, čo Billy hovoril, že nedotýkať sa peňazí alebo teda nejakým spôsobom majetku.
Because this was how they existed essentially.
Toto vlastne podiel z obetí bolo, ako bolo ich živobytie zabezpečené.
The priesthood, you know, they lived and died where the people sacrificed.
Kňazstvo žilo alebo neprežilo podľa toho, či ľudia obetovali.
And they were basically stealing from the people.
A tak oni vlastne kradli týmto ľuďom.
And devaluing the worship of God.
A uctievanie Boha týmto zneúcťovali alebo znižovali jeho hodnotu.
And people started to protest.
Ľudia protestovali.
And they just did it anyways and
a oni napriek tomu aj násilím robili si svoje.
Says later that these guys are sleeping around with some women who are helping at the tabernacle.
Neskôr ešte aj zneužívali ženy, ktoré posluhovali v chráme na to, aby s nimi spali.
And everyone knows it.
Všetci to vedeli.
Said they were stealing the glory from God.
A tak oni slávu Božiu kradli.
And basically these two sons single-handedly just made the priesthood a stench to the people.
A tak vlastne oni absolútne znechutili kňazský úrad všetkým ľuďom.
You know, people were starting to complain to Eli.
Ľudia sa začali Elimu sťažovať.
Eli talks to his kids about it and they just ignore him.
Eli dohovára svojim synom, ale tí ho ignorujú.
You know, coming to worship God became a difficult thing.
A tak prichádzať Boha uctievať sa stalo ťažkou, náročnou vecou.
They did ministry completely wrong.
Pretože oni službu vykonávali úplne nesprávnym spôsobom.
As we spoke about last week.
Ako sme si vraveli aj minulý týždeň.
Whenever we take the glory for ourselves.
Kedykoľvek chceme ukradnúť slávu Božiu pre seba.
Whenever ministry becomes about us.
Kedykoľvek služba sa začne točiť okolo nás samých.
We rob God and we rob people.
Tak okrádame Boha a okrádame aj ľudí.
Fortunately, that's not the end of the story.
Našťastie toto ešte nie je koniec toho príbehu.
But God will get into this situation. God will speak out.
Boh zasiahne do tejto situácie.
And the word of the Lord was rare, but it wasn't that rare.
Slovo Božie síce bolo zriedkavé, ale až tak zriedkavé našťastie nebolo.
Yeah, and then God basically rebukes Eli.
Boh napomína Eliho.
And he basically says, you know, why don't you get your kids under control?
A vraví mu, prečo svoje deti nedostaneš pod kontrolu.
You know, and it's a testimony, it's kind of a warning for us. If you are in ministry, if you are a Christian.
A toto je na svedectvo a je to aj varovaním pre nás, ak si kresťan a si v službe.
You know, that just because we raise our kids in this environment.
len preto, že deti v takomto prostredí vyrastajú.
Doesn't mean that they're going to turn out the way we want them to.
To ešte neznamená, že automaticky sa vyvinú tým smerom, ako by sme chceli.
And as especially as fathers,
obzvlášť ako otcovia,
we gotta, you know, lead our families in the things of the Lord.
Musíme viesť naše rodiny vo veciach Hospodinových.
But obviously there was some serious spiritual dysfunctionality in this priesthood, in this family.
Zjavne ale v tomto kňazstve a v tejto rodine bola nejaká duchovná nefunkčnosť.
And God basically predicts the death of these two sons.
A Boh predpovedá smrť týchto dvoch synov.
He's gonna take them out.
Že ich vezme preč.
But in chapter 2 verse 35,
v druhej kapitole 35. verši,
God speaks out his heart for what he would like to see in a priest, what he would like to see in you and me.
Boh zo svojho srdca sa vyjadruje, čo by chcel vidieť v kňazovi, akého kňaza by chcel.
And I'll read in English and we'll read in Slova. Yeah. It says, I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and my mind, and I will firmly establish his house, and he will minister before my anointed one always.
35. verš 2. kapitoly. Ustanovím si však 3. Nie, prepáčte, ešte raz 2. kapitoly. Ustanovím si však verného kňaza, ktorý bude konať podľa môjho srdca a podľa mojej duše. Postavím mu trvalý dom a bude chodiť po všetky dni pred mojim pomazaným.
What I like about this, we see a couple things, a few things.
Zo pár vecí tuto vidíme.
That God has an idea or model of what he's looking for.
Boh má predstavu modelu, o ktorý mu ide.
It's not coming from us.
Nie z nás to pochádza.
It's not us trying to figure out how to please God.
To nie my máme nejakým spôsobom prísť na to, ako sa Bohu zalúbiť.
We don't write our own job description. God has written it for us.
My si nenapíšeme pracovnú náplň. Boh to pre nás píše.
And he says very clearly that he will raise up this priesthood. He will do it.
A Boh vraví jednoznačne, že on dá povstať tomuto kňazovi.
He's got a plan to do it.
On má plán, ako to spraviť.
He's got the intention to do it. The will to do it.
Má aj úmysel, aj vôľu toto urobiť.
He's the one that will gift that person.
On je ten, ktorý obdaruje túto osobu.
And he is doing it today with each and every one of you if you've given your life to Christ.
A s každým jedným z vás to robí aj dnes, ak ste svoj život Kristovi dali.
God is the one who is gifting each of you with the gifts that you have.
Boh je ten, ktorý vás obdarováva darmi, ktoré máte.
Just enjoy it.
V tom sa radujte.
Just go with it.
S tým pracujte, to dá používajte.
So many people don't move forward in the gifts and callings that God has given them.
Tak mnohí ľudia sa nikam dopredu nehýbu v povolaní a obdarovaní, ktoré majú od Boha.
Because it's not the gift that they wanted.
Pretože to možno nie je práve to, čo chceli.
Or they look and see, well, this other guy is so gifted over here.
Alebo vidia niekoho iného a henten, ako je obdarovaný.
You know, I want that gift.
Ten dar by som chcel.
You know, and God has gifted you and he shaped you in a particular way and you should just go with that.
A Boh ťa obdaroval a vyformoval určitým spôsobom a ty máš v tomto ísť.
He's put you in relationships that are specific.
Dal ťa do vzťahov, ktoré sú špecifické.
He's put you in this city.
Dal ťa do mesta.
He could have put you in Hong Kong if he wanted to.
Ak by bol chcel, mohol ťa dať aj do Hongkongu.
Or Moscow, whatever.
Alebo do Moskvy.
But he's put you here in Bratislava, gifted you and have you related for specific purpose.
Ale ťa dal sem do Bratislavy a obdaroval ťa kvôli špecifickému zvláštnemu dôvodu.
Says here he wants to raise faithful priest.
A tak čítame tu, že si chce dať povstať vernému kňazovi.
Priest will be true to him.
Kňazovi, ktorý bude jemu verný.
It's interesting. I was just thinking about this idea about being faithful to God.
Som sa zamýšľal nad tým byť verný Bohu.
You know, being faithful, it's not rocket science. It's not like something really difficult.
Byť verný nie je tak ťažké a náročné, nezvládnutelné ako byť nejakým atomovým fyzikom.
I've got two dogs.
Mám dvoch psíkov.
They're faithful.
Sú verní.
You know, they don't have to be intelligent.
Nemusia na to byť inteligentní, aby boli verní.
They don't have to be beautiful.
Ani nádherní.
They don't have to be talented.
Ani talentovaní.
They are all three of those things.
A sú, to na nich platí.
I got some nice dogs.
Mám pekných psíkov.
But those things don't build into their faithfulness.
Ale tie veci neprispievajú k ich vernosti.
Dogs have no problem being faithful to their masters.
Bo pes nemá žiaden problém s tým, aby bol svojmu pánovi verný.
Why can't we?
A prečo my nedokážeme toto?
Are dogs going to be more faithful than we are?
Či snáď pes bude vernejší ako som ja?
You know, it's not about talent, it's not about intelligence, it's not about money or influence.
Nie je to o talente, vplyve, peniazoch alebo inteligencii.
It's just about being true to God.
Je to len o tom, aby sme boli pred Bohom úprimní.
That's what God's looking for.
Toto Boh hľadá.
He says he's looking for someone who's going to do his will or follow his heart and his mind.
Vraví, že hľadá niekoho, kto bude konať podľa jeho vôle, podľa jeho mysle, podľa jeho srdca.
No, it says to do according.
A vraví sa tu konať podľa.
You know, it's not talk about.
Nie rozprávať o tom.
Think about.
Nie rozmýšľať o tom.
Do.
Ale robiť.
Action.
Akcia, konanie.
Action speak louder than words.
Pretože skutky hovoria hlasnejšie ako slova.
That's why it's great to have testimonies.
A preto je úžasné mať svedectva.
You know, so we can hear about what God's doing through you, Joseph.
A tak, aby sme mohli počuť, čo Boh koná skrze Jozefa.
Not just thinking about it, but doing it.
Nie len myslieť na to, ale aj konať.
Doing his ways, not our ways.
Konať jeho spôsobom, nie našim.
I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard for me to know what his ways is and do his ways.
Neviem ako vy, ale niekedy pre mňa je ťažké presne vedieť, čo odo mňa práve chce.
And I was just thinking about, there's two different verses that help me and maybe it'll help you.
O dvoch veršoch som rozmýšľal, ktoré mne v tomto pomohli, možno aj vám.
One is from Jesus, is saying of Jesus.
Jedno je priamo od Pána Ježiša.
It says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and your mind and your strength.
Kde hovorí, miluj Pána, Hospodina, svojho Boha celým svojim, celou svojou dušou, celou svojou silou a celou svojou myslou.
Love the Lord with all of your heart, all your mind, all of your action.
Celým srdcom, celou mysľou a všetkým svojim konaním.
If God is the focus of our heart, our minds and our actions.
Ak je na Boha zamerané naše srdce, naša myseľ, naše konanie,
he will begin to command or to begin to guide those things.
Tak potom on tieto veci, ktoré sme na ňo zamerali, začne viesť.
Another one very famous verse, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Príslovia 3, 5 a 6 verš, veľmi známy text.
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
Dôveruj Hospodinovi celým svojim srdcom.
Lean not on your own understanding.
Nespoliehaj sa na vlastné porozumenie.
Don't we not do that all the time?
Či nie práve toto robíme veľmi často?
You know, when something happens in our life, do we lean on God's understanding about the situation or my understanding of the situation?
Keď sa niečo udeje v našich životoch, na čo sa spolieham? Spolieham sa na Božie vedenie alebo jeho porozumenie alebo na vlastné?
You know, oftentimes we don't even wait to hear what his idea about the situation is.
Často sa nám stáva, že ani len nečakáme, že by nám niečo k tomu mohol on povedať.
But the scripture says, trust in him with all of your heart.
Ale slovo Božie vraví, dôveruj mu celým svojim srdcom.
Lean deeply into his understanding of life.
Hlboko sa spoľahni, opri sa na jeho porozumenie života.
In all of your ways and all of your actions.
Všetky tvoje cesty, všetko tvoje konanie.
Submit them to him.
Podriad toto všetko jemu.
Put it under him.
Daj to pod neho.
And he will make your path straight.
A on zrovná tvoju cestu.
He will show you the right way.
Ukáže ti ten správny smer.
The way of Jesus is so much better than the way of Patrick or Alberto or Peter.
Pretože cesta Pánova je o toľko lepšia od Patrikovej či Albertovej či Petrovej.
It's going to benefit you, it's going to benefit people so much better.
Oveľa, oveľa viacej toto bude pre ľudí užitočnejšie.
And just a question, is this our passion as royal priests?
A tak mám otázku, je toto niečo, prečo sme zanietení ako kráľovskí kňazi?
That God would raise us up.
Aby nás Boh pozdvihol.
That we would do the way of Jesus, not do our own way.
Aby sme konali spôsobom Pána Ježiša a nie vlastným.
Is that our passion?
Je toto našim zanietením?
Has he captured our hearts and our minds and our souls?
Či zaujal, či obsadil naše srdcia, naše duše, naše mysle?
Hopefully.
Ja dúfam, že áno.
All right, we'll go to next slide. We're going to get back to the story of Samuel, this little boy.
Ešte sa raz vrátime ku príbehu Samuela, malého chlapca.
And Samuel has this situation where he's grown up a little bit.
A Samuel sa dostáva do tejto situácie, kde trochu podrástol.
We see it in chapter 3.
V 3. kapitole.
And he's ministering before the Lord. He's serving in this tabernacle.
A on slúži pred Hospodinom v svetostánku.
Under the guidance of Eli.
Pod vedením Eliho.
And in that day the word of the Lord was rare, was precious.
A vzácne, nečasté bolo slovo Hospodinovo v tých dňoch.
So there wasn't a lot of visions.
Nebolo moc videnia Hospodinovho.
The scripture doesn't say exactly why that is.
Slovo nám nehovorí presne, prečo to bolo takto.
My guess is just that there was so much spiritual garbage and dysfunctionality going on there that God's not really welcome there, willing to show up.
Mojou domienkou je, že tam bolo toľko duchovného odpadu a všetko bolo tak krížom krážom, že vlastne Boh ani nemal moc záujem do takej situácie.
You know, because God is not being honored in that place at all.
Pretože na tom mieste Boha neúctievali.
You know, but it doesn't say that. That's just my.
Ale je to len môj názor, nie je to tam napísané.
But we see that one night Samuel is he's basically gone to bed.
Vidíme, že jedného večera Samuel uloží sa na posteľ.
And his job is that he kind of opens the door for the tabernacle.
Jednou z jeho povinností je, že otváral dvere na chráme.
And this little kid, he basically lives in the tabernacle.
A on v podstate žije svoj život v chráme.
And it says he's camped there, he's laid out right by the lamp of the Lord.
A tak je to napísané, že mal lôžko pri svietniku pánovom.
And it's still going, it's still burning.
A ešte stále svetlo na ňom svieti.
It's like a nightlight for Samuel.
Čiže Samuel to mal akoby nočné svetlo.
Okay. And he's sleeping there and all of a sudden the Lord speaks to him.
A tam spí a zrazu pán k nemu prehovorí.
He says, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel.
Samuel, Samuel.
And he wakes up and he runs to Eli.
Zobudí sa a uteká za Elim.
Eli says, get back to bed, kid.
A Elim hovorí, čo, choď naspäť do postele.
You know, once again, Samuel, Samuel, Samuel.
A znovu, Samuel, Samuel.
Heads over to Eli again.
A uteká za Elim.
Third time this happens.
Tretíkrát sa toto stane.
Comes Eli, and Eli is probably getting a little annoyed.
Eli už ho to trochu otravuje.
He's an old man.
Je to starý muž.
His eyesight's real poor.
Jeho oči už sú na tom dosť zle.
And he begins to realize what's going on.
A vtedy si konečne uvedomí, že čo sa deje.
He realizes that God is trying to get a hold of Samuel's life.
Uvedomí si, že Boh sa snaží zaujať Samuelov život.
There's a message.
Že nejaké posolstvo je v tom.
And he sends this little boy back and he says, you know, go back and when you hear this voice, reply in this way.
A tak ho posiela opäť naspäť, ale tentokrát už s vysvetlením, choď späť a vraví mu, čo má robiť, ak ešte raz bude počuť ten hlas.
And the scripture tells, we see three, I saw three things about this story here.
Také tri veci mi utkveli z tohoto príbehu.
Is one is that God is not speaking to Eli, he's speaking to Samuel.
Obvious fact. Boh zjavne neprihovára sa k Elimu, ale prihovára sa k Samuelovi.
Eli has already spoken to God.
Eli už sa s Bohom rozprával.
But God is interested in speaking to Samuel.
Ale teraz Boh má záujem rozprávať so Samuelom.
He's a child.
On je ešte dieťa.
He's innocent.
Je nevinný.
He's open to whatever.
je otvorený čomukoľvek treba.
We also see here that he didn't understand what was going on because he didn't know the Lord yet.
A vidíme aj to, že ešte celkom dobre nechápal, čo sa deje, pretože ešte nepoznal Hospodina.
He was inexperienced.
Ešte bol neskúsený.
He didn't really understand how to process what was going on.
A tak ešte nemal porozumenie pre to, ako spracovať to, čo sa deje.
Also we see that it's totally out of context.
Vidíme aj, že je to v podstate úplne mimo kontext.
You know, this is happening when he's trying to sleep.
Toto sa stalo vtedy, keď sa pokúšal spať.
It's not happening during a church service.
Nestalo sa to niekde počas zhromaždenia.
Or during the sacrifices or during any rituals.
Obetovania alebo nejakej inej ceremonie.
You know, it's just a really weird place for God to and way for God to communicate.
A je to dosť taký nezvyklý spôsob a miesto, čas, kedy Boh sa prihovára.
But did Samuel let it stop him?
Sorry?
Did Samuel open himself up to this experience?
Samuel ale nenechal, aby ho toto zastavilo a prijal to.
Did he let his smallness stop him from having this experience?
Ani svoju maličkosť alebo malosť nenechal, aby ho zastavila, odstavila od tejto skúsenosti.
Or his misunderstanding.
Alebo nejaké neporozumenie tomu všetkému nenechal, aby ho zastavilo.
Or lack of experience.
Alebo nedostatok skúsenosti.
But we see that Samuel basically, when God calls him again.
Ale vidíme, že keď ho opäť Boh osloví, tak Samuel,
that he replies this way.
Odpovedá týmto spôsobom.
Says, speak for your servant is listening.
Odpovedá, hovor, Pane, lebo tvoj služobník čuje.
Speak for your servant is listening.
Hovor, Pane, lebo tvoj služobník čuje.
What a wonderful response.
Aká nádherná odpoveď.
Simple.
Jednoduchá.
Straight to the point.
Rovno k veci.
You know, you're the master.
Ty si pán.
Starts talking.
Ty si šéf, začni rozprávať.
I'm your servant, I'm willing to listen.
Ja som tvoj služobník a som pripravený počúvať.
What do you think God would do if we would do that?
Čo myslíte, čo by Boh vykonal, keby sme takto reagovali?
If we would just simply, humbly notice ourselves as his servants.
Ak by sme jednoducho a pokorne seba ako služobníkov postavili pred neho.
Say, God, just tell me whatever you want.
Povedali, Pane, hovor čokoľvek chceš.
I'm willing to go and move on it, whatever you say.
Som pripravený a chcem ísť a konať to, čo ty chceš.
I'm small, I don't understand, I'm not talented, but I'm going to do it.
Som malý, nerozumiem, a nie som talentovaný, ale ochotný som.
Because you're the master and I'm the servant, and I do what you say.
Pretože ty si pán, ty dávaš príkazy a ja budem konať to, čo ty hovoríš.
We'll see that God does speak to Samuel that night.
A tak vidíme, že Boh sa prihovára Samuelovi v ten večer, tú noc.
Gave him a difficult message about Eli and his family.
A zveril mu náročné posolstvo ohľadom Eliho a jeho synov.
And this little boy had the guts the next morning to say it all to Eli.
A tento chlapec našiel odvahu na to, aby to vyrozprával na druhý deň Elimu.
And we see what God does with this young man.
A vidíme, čo Boh koná s týmto mladým mužom.
And we see it in verse 19 through 21.
Vidíme vo verši 19 až 21.
Says the Lord was with Samuel as he grew up, and he let none of his words fall to the ground. And all of Israel from Dan to Beersheba recognized that Samuel was attested as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord continued to appear at Shiloh, and there he revealed himself to Samuel through his word. And Samuel's word came to all of Israel.
Od 20. verša v 3. kapitole od 19. A Samuel rástol a Hospodin bol s ním, takže ani jednému jeho slovu nedal padnúť na zem. Celý Izrael od Dánu až po Beerševu poznal, že Samuel bol ustanovený za proroka Hospodinovho. Hospodin sa i naďalej zjavoval v Šíle, lebo Samuelovi sa vyjavoval Hospodin vo svojom slove. A slovo Samuelovo znelo v celom Izraeli.
So God took this little guy who was willing to just be obedient, and he made him someone great.
A tak Boh zobral tohto malého chlapca, ktorý bol ochotný byť poslušným, a zmenil to v niečo veľké.
He kept speaking to him.
Pokračoval a ďalej mu sa mu prihováral.
He kept revealing himself to him.
Zjavoval sa mu, dával sa mu poznať.
He said he made him influential in the whole country.
a v podstate tak ho pozdvihol, že mal vplyv na celú krajinu.
Could God possibly, maybe do that with us?
Je to snáď teoreticky čo len trocha možné, že by Boh niečo podobné urobil také aj s nami?
Why not?
Prečo nie?
Will we let him?
Necháme ho?
You know, because I think he wants to do those things.
Pretože ja myslím, že on tieto veci chce robiť.
We're gonna just tell one story.
Ešte si povieme jeden príbeh.
We're gonna switch the gears a little bit, switch the direction.
Trošku ešte zmeníme smer.
And I want to talk about experiencing the word of God.
Chcem hovoriť o zažívaní slova Božieho.
Because I have the, this is my personal opinion, that the word of God is not rare, but it is precious.
Môj dojem, môj názor je, že slovo Božie dnes nie je nečasté, ale že je vzácne.
That God is speaking often, but maybe we're not listening.
Že Boh hovorí často, ale my možná nepočúvame.
There was a poet named Elizabeth Browning. She wrote in the mid 1800s.
V polovici 18. storočia žila básnička Elizabeth Browning.
And she writes a great little snippet of poetry I like.
A okrem iného napísala jednu takú básničku.
Says, earth is crammed or filled with heaven.
Táto zem je naplnená nebesami.
God's fingerprints is all over it.
Boží dotyk je vidieť všade.
And every common bush afire with God.
A každý jeden krík je zapálený pre Boha.
But only he who sees and takes off his shoes.
Ale iba ten, kto to uvidí a vyzuje svoju obuv.
The rest just sit around and pick the berries.
Shall we go over it one
yeah,
more
okay.
time, please?
So, okay, earth is crammed with heaven.
Skúsim ešte raz, aby to dávalo viac zmysel. Mm-hmm. Táto zem je naplnená nebesami.
Every bush, common bush, is filled with God.
Každý,
or a fire with God.
Každý, hoci ktorý krík môže vzplanúť pre Boha.
Kind of referencing Moses.
Odvolávajúc sa na horiaci krík Mojžišov.
And he who sees it takes his shoes off.
Ale len ten, kto to uvidí, kto si to uvedomí a vyzuje svoju obuv.
But most of us just sit around and pick the berries off the bushes.
Si to, len ten to zažije, kto si to uvedomí, lebo väčšina z nás iba chodí okolo a zbiera odtiaľ čučoriedky.
The word of God is not rare, but it is precious.
Slovo Božie nie je nečasté, ale je vzácne.
What's rare is this.
To, čo je nečasté, zriedkavé,
is ears willing to hear.
Uši, ktoré sú ochotné počuť.
Eyes willing to see.
Oči ochotné vidieť.
Hands willing to untie sandals and recognize that we're standing on holy ground.
Ruky, ktoré sú ochotné rozviazať sandále a uznať, že týmto vlastne uznať, že stoja na posvetnom mieste.
That we are in the presence of grace every moment.
Že v každom momente sa nachádzame v prítomnosti milosti.
That God is here and he's present and sometimes we don't get it.
Že Boh je tu, že je prítomný, len nám to občas nedochádza.
I read a good article this week and I'm going to share it with you.
Dobrý článok som čítal tento týždeň a chcem sa s vami podeliť.
So I thought it illustrated this idea very well.
Tak som myslel, že túto myšlienku to celkom dobre predstaví, ilustruje.
There was what was called the Washington Post experiment.
Bol takzvaný experiment denníka Washington Post.
And basically it was this newspaper which asked a very famous violinist, Joshua Bell.
A tieto noviny požiadali známeho huslistu Joshua Bella.
And he is a very passionate, great violinist.
On je zanieteným, úžasným huslistom.
He's probably he's considered one of the best violinists in the United States.
Je považovaný za jedného z najlepších huslistov v Spojených štátoch.
I listened to some of the stuff, he's great.
Počúval som niektoré z jeho vecí a je úžasný.
He, you know, when he does a concert, he packs the place out.
keď on má koncert, tak jeho sály sú vypredané.
Standing room only.
Miesto iba na státie.
The guy when he, they sell like seats $100 a pop.
Najlepšie miesta, alebo teda miesta na ten koncert sa predávajú po $100.
You know, he plays a violin that's worth like $4 million.
Hrá na husliach, ktoré sú hodné $4 milióny.
I mean, he's just an amazing player. That's his life.
Úžasný huslista, toto je jeho život.
And he was asked by the Washington Post to do an experiment with them.
A tak ho požiadali Washington Post, aby sa zúčastnil na jednom experimente.
That one day he would go to Washington DC metro station.
Aby išiel na stanicu metra vo Washingtone.
And just play.
A tam hral.
And just wear normal clothes.
Úplne normálne oblečený.
Yeah.
And disguise.
Oh, just wear normal clothes. Just, yeah. And he's playing for 45
minutes.
A tak
tam stál a 40 minút tam hral.
And we got some numbers up here.
Máme tu nejaké čísla.
How many people do you think walked by him?
Čo myslíte, koľko ľudí okolo neho prešlo?
Just 1,097 people walked by him in that 45 minutes.
Za tých 45 minút okolo neho prešlo 1,097 ľudí.
Of all those people, only 6 people stopped to hear this guy.
A z tých všetkých ľudí iba 6 sa zastavili, aby ho počúvali.
And he was playing some of the best music he knows.
A on hral niečo z toho najlepšieho, čo vie.
He made $35.
Zarobil $35.
As people walked by him,
ako ľudia prechádzali okolo neho,
journalists were positioned and stopping people and interviewing them.
Tak ako ľudia prešli poza neho, tak tam ich zastavovali novinári a pýtali sa ich.
And they were asking, you know, what did you think about this guy?
A tak sa ich pýtali, čo ste si mysleli o tom huslistovi.
And it was amazing because, you know, so few people actually stopped.
A to bolo na tom zarážajúce, že tak veľmi málo ľudí vôbec zastalo.
And the reason that most people cited were, there's a few reasons.
A je tam niekoľko dôvodov, prečo to bolo tak.
So we were too busy.
Jedni vraveli, že sme boli príliš zanepráznení.
Or they didn't really catch what was going on because it wasn't in the context that they understood it.
Alebo im jednoducho nedošlo, čo sa tam deje, lebo to nevyplývalo z tej situácie.
You know, it wasn't in a concert hall, it was in the metro station. What is this?
Nebolo to v koncertnej sále, bolo to kdesi na stanici metra, čo to má byť?
Some of them were distracted.
Niektorých z nich to vyrušovalo.
They were thinking something else.
Alebo teda boli upriamení niekam inám.
They had their iPod on.
Možná mali zapnuté sluchátka a hudbu vlastnú v ušiach.
Some of them said, I didn't even know there was a musician.
A niektorí povedali, ja som si žiadneho hudobníka nevšimol.
You know, others were completely unaware.
A teda boli aj takí, ktorí si vôbec neuvedomili.
These were some of the common reasons.
Toto bolo zo pár z tých dôvodov.
One very interesting observation that came from this.
Jedno veľmi zaujímavé pozorovanie, s ktorým prišli na základe tohto.
Was of this huge number of people that walked by.
Z tohto obrovského množstva ľudí, ktorí išli okolo.
There were a few kids.
Bolo zo pár detí.
And every kid paused and tried to listen.
Každé dieťa sa zastavilo a snažilo počúvať.
And were dragged by their parents to keep going.
A ich rodičia ich odvliekli ďalej.
You can imagine.
Viete si predstaviť.
I share this story because I think you can make the spiritual parallels yourself.
Povedal som tento príbeh, lebo si myslím, že duchovnú paralelu si dokážete sami urobiť.
Let's call this the Bratislava experiment.
Nazvime toto bratislavským experimentom.
Yeah? Really? I didn't know about that. Okay, cool.
Tak sa práve dozvedáme, že podobným spôsobom niečo bolo aj v Bratislave.
Subway. And nearly no one stopped to, but he was the one very, very good.
Jeden z najlepších hudobníkov slovenských, keď zostal bez práce, tak tiež sa pokúsal v jednom z podchodov o niečo podobné a tiež mal tú skúsenosť, že v podstate takmer nikoho to neupútalo.
Yeah, it says when Joshua was done, that it was just silent. No one clapped, no nothing.
A keď tento huslista dohral, tak zostalo ticho. Nikto netlieskal, nič sa nedialo.
This is where we live.
A toto je miesto, kde my žijeme.
This is our city.
Toto je naše mesto.
You know, we can have an experiment of our own.
A my môžeme si spraviť vlastný experiment.
You know, are we too busy to hear God speak in our city?
Sme snáď príliš zaneprázdnení na to, aby sme počuli, ako Boh hovorí k našemu mestu?
Because that's one thing that seems that if I ask everyone how you doing, the common answer here is I'm busy.
Toto je jedna z vecí, ktorú počujem neustále, keď sa pýtam ľudí, ako sa máš, tak každý odpovedá, aký som zaneprázdnený.
We too busy to hear God in Bratislava.
Príliš sme zaneprázdnení na to, aby sme v Bratislave Boha počuli.
Are we looking for him in all the wrong places?
Či snáď ho hľadáme na nesprávnych miestach?
Context.
V kontexte?
Is it the
Okay.
Anyway, no, I'll change it.
Nie len, že ho nehľadáme na tých správnych miestach, ale ani v správnom kontexte. Mm-hmm.
Are we expecting to hear from him in places other than church?
Očakávame snáď, že ho budeme počuť na iných miestach ako v zbore?
Have we distracted ourselves to deafness?
Či sme snáď sami natoľko máme odvedenú pozornosť, že sme preňho ohluchli?
You know, do we recognize the master amongst us?
Či si vôbec uvedomujeme, že majster je medzi nami?
If you guys follow the church calendar, like traditional church calendar.
Ak by ste si pozreli tradičný cirkevný kalendár,
you know that Lent is coming up on Wednesday. Lent, this fasting that takes place 40 days before Easter, it's a Catholic thing.
Začína sa vlastne 40-dňový pôst pred Veľkou nocou.
You know, we don't practice it here at City Light.
Tuto nedodržiavame.
It's not officially.
Nemáme to ustanovené.
But I just bring it up because it's something that many people here in Slovakia do.
Ale je to niečo, čo mnohí ľudia tu na Slovensku robia.
But it might be something good for us to think about. What do we need to remove from our lives?
Ale jedna z vecí, na ktorú to je dobré, aby sme si položili otázku, čo také mám v živote, čo potrebujem zo svojho života odpratať.
How can we tune ourselves in more to his voice?
Alebo ako sa môžem viacej upriamiť na jeho hlas?
That when God speaks our name, that we would recognize it.
Aby keď Boh vysloví naše meno, tak aby sme to počuli.
And I don't know what you need to get out of your life or what you need to fine tune.
Neviem to posúdiť, či potrebuješ niečo zo svojho života odpratať preč alebo naladiť svoj sluch.
Maybe it's you just need to get off like Facebook for a month or something.
Možno, že by si mohol dať mesačný pôst od Facebooku.
Or take those iPods out and just kind of receive something other than whatever you shove in your head.
Alebo vytiahnuť si sluchátka iPodové z uší a dať priestor niečomu inému ako tomu, čím sa celý čas krmíš.
You know, what are those influences that you might need to remove so that you can actually hear him?
Čo sú tie vplyvy, ktoré možná potrebuješ odstaviť, aby si mohol Boha počuť?
I challenge you to make an experiment of it.
A tak chcem ťa vyzvať, aby si spravil vo svojom živote tento experiment.
And just see what the Lord might do, what he might say.
A zažil, čo Boh môže urobiť alebo čo môže rozprávať.
Be like Samuel, be childish, be open.
Buď ako Samuel, buď detinský, otvorený.
Isn't that what Jesus said, come to me like a child?
Či nie, toto Pán Ježiš povedal, príďte ku mne ako dietky.
Take time to listen to the master.
Vyhrať si na to čas, aby si majstra počúval.
Hear the beauty that he's trying to speak to you.
Počuj tú krásu, ktorú ti chce darovať.
And then,
prehovoriť.
Then respond.
A potom odpovedaj.
Chase after the heart and mind of God.
Snaž sa, žeň sa za srdcom a mysľou Božou.
And obey.
A poslúchaj.
And you'll be his faithful royal priest.
A budeš jeho verným kráľovským kňazom.
Let's pray about it.
A tak sa teraz za to pomodlíme.
And then we'll just kind of have our time of fellowship and just I encourage you pray over one another.
A potom budeme mať čas na osobné spoločenstvo, môžete sa navzájom za seba modliť.
Lord, we ask that you would begin to work some of these things into our heart.
Pane, tak ťa prosím, aby si začal niektoré z týchto vecí konať v našich srdciach.
Lord, we want to hear from you.
Chceme od teba počuť, Pane.
Lord, and there's a lot of things that get in that way of that, Lord.
A je tak mnoho vecí, ktoré sa nám postavia do cesty.
So we ask that you would help us, that you would remove those things.
A tak ťa prosím, Pane, že by si ty odstránil tie veci.
Lord, that you would mold us and shape us into the men and women you desire us to be.
Aby ty si nás vytvaroval v mužov a ženy, akých ty z nás chceš mať.
That it would not be for our glory, but for your glory.
Aby to všetko nebolo pre našu slávu, ale pre tvoju slávu.
Lord, and that many might come to you as through that as you raise us up.
Aby mnohí skrze to mohli prísť k tebe, skrze to, že ty nás pozdvihneš.
That we might be able to influence our city and our nation for you.
Aby sme mohli ovplyvniť toto mesto a tento národ pre teba.
And we just give ourselves.
A tak ti, Pane, dávame seba.
And we just thank you for all these things in your great name.
A v tvojom úžasnom mene ti ďakujeme za všetky tieto veci.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.